Okay, so this is producing the weak form of function words. So here you have a list of all the function words that take a weak form, and below are some sentences that use certain function words. So I'm going to read the sentence and then break it down and explain and demonstrate how to produce the weak form of a function word in these sentences. So the first sentence is this. What time do you get to the office in the morning? What time do you get to the office in the morning? Now I'm going to read the sentence without function word weak forms. Notice the difference. What time do you get to the office in the morning? What time do you get to the office in the morning? So more typically, the weak form would be produced, especially when people are speaking quickly. What time do you get to the office in the morning? Okay, so now I'll break it down. The first function word is do. To practice producing the weak form of do, you just want to say the letter D or the D sound, d, and you're just saying d. Next, say D again, d, and notice the little sound in your throat. As soon as you say the D sound, it's something like uh. So you say d and then d. The next thing to do is to take the word that comes before the function word, in this case do, and in this case it's also the word time that comes before do, and say time and then the D sound immediately after, and you end up with timed, 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 and then put the next word after it and practice that slowly. That's a very short phrase of three words. Timed, 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 and notice that the word you also takes a weak form. I'm saying you, not you. Timed you. Okay, so the next word in that sentence that takes a weak form is the word to. So you just say the letter T, to, and then say it again, to notice that the little sound in your throat that comes after the T sound immediately after you release or open your throat is in fact the schwa vowel sound, to. And then take the word get and put it before to, and you end up with get to. Get to, get to, and then put the rest of the words that come after to practice it and say, get to the office. Now let's take it slow, get to the, get to the. Take it in small pieces, very small pieces, a little bit at a time. Get to the office, get to the office. Now I'll read the whole sentence. What time do you get to the office in the morning? What time do you get to the office in the morning? Now I'll reply to the question, and I'll demonstrate, but without explanation this time. I get to the office at 10 in the morning. More normally, I get to the office at 10 in the morning. I get to the office at 10 in the morning. Two, weak form, to, get to, get to, get to the office, get to the office. At, weak form. The word that comes before it is office, so start with an S. 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 Opposite. Opposite. Office at 10. Office at 10. I get to the office at 10 in the morning. I get to the office at 10 in the morning. Next question. When can you call me back? Without weak forms, when can you call me back? When can you call me back? Now keep in mind this too. Normally people would use the weak form of both of those words, can and you, especially if you know the person very well. When would someone not use the weak form for emphasis? Well, you're busy today, tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow. So then someone might say, well, when can you call me back? When can you? For emphasis, someone might not use the weak form. However, normally it's, when can you call me back? When can you? Okay, so the word can, weak form, k. Say the K sound again. Notice that the schwa is there as soon as you release, k. When k, when k, when can you? You, weak form, you. You call, you call. You call me, you call me. And now the whole sentence. When can you call me back? When can you? When can you call me back? And for comparison, once again, without the weak forms of those function words, it sounds like, when can you call me back? When can you call me back? But more typically and usually, people use the weak forms When can you call me back? Okay, the answer to that is, I can call you back as soon as I'm done at the office. Fast again, I can call you back as soon as I'm done at the office. So I'll read that now without the weak forms of function words. I can call you back as soon as I'm done at the office. And even worse, without the contraction. I can call you back as soon as I am done at the office. Not how people typically speak. I can call you back as soon as I'm done at the office. I can call you back as soon as I'm done at the office. Okay, can, weak form, I can call. You, weak form, you're back as soon, as, weak form, back as soon, as, weak form of again, soon as I'm done, at, weak form, done at the office. I can call you back as soon as I'm done at the office. And that's it. Listen and practice and apply what I've said here to these with these function words to any function word you practice. And then the next sheet is blank, and you can write your own sentences or use the practice sheets that I've given you or any sentence you want. And that's it.